Without Nothing. It's me, your boy, the hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, per usual, we got the cute boy here himself, Robbie Boy. Robbie, say hello to the beautiful people.
What is going on, beautiful people?
We're in it, man.
We're in what?
2024.
Yes, we are.
That last week, I feel like, doesn't even count as a real start of 2024.
Okay.
It's like a soft launch of 2024. This is the first Sunday to Monday combo that we're experiencing in 2024.
First full week.
The first holidays 5-day are work over. Thank you. And that's what people care about.
Yes, it is.
That's reality, what people have to deal with.
Yes, it is.
Sometimes it's nice. So my sister calls me on the phone, and she owns a home. She pays mortgage or whatever, I believe. I don't want to put her on blast, but she owns a home, my sister. And she was calling me, telling me about the problems and the stuff that she had to deal with. Like, she has a squirrel. She has to get someone to seal up a bunch of holes in her house, right?
Yes.
And I was like, tell me more. Tell me more of the negative things.
There's a lot of negative things.
Tell me, and I just want to hear the negative sides of things I can't have. It felt so good to hear about how hard it is to own a home when you can't own a home yourself. I was just there. I go, yeah, that sounds miserable.
It is miserable. This is the agreement you have with people who have houses. You have to come with exciting things, and they have to come with things that make you feel good about your place in life. And you entertain them, and they give you a place to stay that's not New York City. That's the agreement.
It felt so good. Because it's not like I'm choosing not to be married. I'm not choosing not to have a home.
Yes.
I'm not choosing not to have a home.
You can't have a home. Yeah.
So the things that you can't have, it's nice to hear the complaints.
I mean, you could in a few years if you wanted.
Robbie.
What?
We need to play in the reality that we're living in right now, you know?
Yes.
Okay. So I know that you're Mr. Hype Man. You love to hype me up. But
no, I'm not trying to hype anybody up. Anybody feasibly with a level of intelligence could get a job.
An opportunity.
And try to find a home if they want it.
I'm just saying, I would just want to hear more negative things of things I can't have in life.
That's good.
I had a friend who had a really big penis when I was growing up.
Okay.
And he would complain about the sex, how they would always have to stop.
And you would want to hear more.
I want to hear more.
Tell me about your big old dick.
I want to hear it be like, you know, when you sit down to go to the toilet and your penis hits the water,
yeah,
and it's all gross. I go, no, but I'm happy that hurts you.
Yeah.
To feel for things that you don't have, to know the hard side of it, makes it's nice.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to everything.
And that's what you need to remember,
yes.
Robbie. There's a pro and a con to even the most beautiful situation.
99 problems. This is you. You're Zen Buddha.
You don't have to. I'm Mr. Zen Buddha,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you forget your own lessons.
It's how you deal with stuff, right?
Yes,
no.
Yes.
I'm re-remembering.
That's good.
I'm reminding myself, you know?
Yes, yes.
Of all these beautiful things that I need to know.
Yeah.
That no matter what, life has the most beautiful things. There's going to be trials and tribulations.
Yeah. I had a friend that just broke up. He was engaged and to be married, obviously. And they broke up. 9 years they were in a relationship together, and we were talking, and I'm like, how do you feel about it? And obviously mixed feelings. But he was like, I woke up on a Saturday and I didn't know what I was going to do that day for the first time in 9 years. And it was kind of wild.
This is nice.
You just know what you're going to do. When you have a plan with someone you're in a relationship with, and you guys have a house together, and there's issues with the house, and there's family parties, and you integrate family, it's just, you know, in friends, you just know what you're going to do on Saturday, usually by Wednesday, every week for 9 years. That's crazy to me.
I think most women, their love language
is
making plans.
Making plans.
I would say that if you want to impress a woman, you make a plan.
And I love plants.
I think literally the list of things that are hot for women are maybe has a great job that he's passionate about, right? Is tall and confident in who he is as a person. Makes plans.
Yeah.
Makes plans might trump all those
or
other things.
Or is down to do my plans.
That's not hot.
You don't think that's hot?
That's beta bullshit.
Okay. How is it beta?
It's nice. They appreciate it, but they clock. They love plans. women so much that they clock when you're just going along with their plans. If you throw out a plan for them,
yes,
that's when they go to the group chat that they're on with the girls and say, I can't Friday nights. I'm busy. Mark made a reservation for us to go to the aquarium and then to this beautiful dinner. And the girls go, we didn't even ask you what you're doing, but oh my God, congratulations.
It has to be a decent plan. You can't just be like, we're going to the Steelers game.
It has to be something that they has to be something they want to do.
They want to do also. Yeah.
Steelers game is a decent plan for someone that likes the Steelers.
Correct.
But if you want to be a hot man, make plans.
Get good at being, having a plan.
The only app.
Man with a plan.
The app, the man with a plan. I love that. The app that should be next to Hinge and Bumble should be Resy.
Yeah.
That should be all in the same category.
Yeah. Can't they integrate it? They integrate your Instagram.
We need onto a collab.
Bumble. Yeah, yeah.
Why is not Resy collabing with Hinge?
Yeah.
This is the hottest you could be is by telling someone, oh, this is the plan that we're going to do.
I love a plan. I also like spontaneity. So I'll get like, it's annoying now because Resy will charge you if you don't show up for your reservation, which I get in some ways
because
they don't want to lose out on money. But a lot of these restaurants, there's no issue. You're a Michelin star restaurant. The seat will get filled. I understand you want it filled ahead of time.
Sure.
But whatever. I'll get like 3 or 4 reservations at different times.
For one person.
If I'm like, I don't go on a lot of dates. So I'm like, and I like to move around and I need to have a good plan. So it's like, all right, we could start here and then we could either go here or here because I have 2 reservations.
Robbie's
and then from there, we could either go, then there's like dive bars that maybe exist after that. So I'm like, I want to have a 3-layered plan.
You take girls out. You don't take girls out to dinner. You take them out to
a journey.
You take them out to multiple dinners.
Yeah. Well, we're not eating at every place, but yeah, I want to go.
Okay.
Either we'll see something and then we'll go somewhere else. Like, I want to do multiple things. That's what beautiful. I like to do.
No, I think that's beautiful. I just know that that's a woman's love language.
Yeah.
I've never met a woman who that's not their love language.
No, it shows you're interested.
Yeah.
Also early on. Putting effort in.
And I think a lot of dudes don't care about plans.
No.
And I think that we...
Their plan is to fuck.
Yes.
And they're like, all right, let me try to just do a bar around the corner.
1,000%.
Or a restaurant by her place. That's what they're like, all right, my end goal of this plan is to hopefully have sex.
They're planning after the date.
Correct.
And if you want to plan for after the date, you need to plan for the date.
You got to stay in the moment, baby.
You got to plan for the date. But also, like, I would say men, like a cliche, like a men enjoying a weekend is like not having plans. Oh, I got absolutely nothing to do.
Yes.
We're just going to sit here and veg out.
I like to wake up on a Saturday and not know what I'm going to do that day because things happen in New York City. People are in town or things, I don't know, people get into different things and they invite you to them. I like that of like 4 o'clock, my inquiries start to come in.
And that's nice for you thinking what you like.
Yes.
But we have to remember if like we're trying to date women.
No, I know, no.
That's my whole point.
This is a con. I'm aware of the pros and cons.
I'm just saying that we have to remember, men need to remember who they're trying to date.
Correct.
Like sometimes men, I'm revisiting Millionaire Matchmaker on Netflix.
Okay, I don't know.
You've never seen it?
No.
It's a woman that's sets up, oh God, it's a iconic, classic reality TV show.
It's classic?
It's from 2010,
okay.
8, like around that era. She sets millionaires up on dates with people.
Okay.
And a big thing that she like teaches these millionaires or like or men, and like the millionaires are men and women, right? But like a big thing that she'll teach them about the dates is do a date that the woman would want to go on.
For sure.
And I think that this is like making plans is that.
Which, yeah. Is good for me because I like girly shit. Like for the most part, I like girly stuff.
Me too.
I've always liked girly stuff. I've been reading these notes I went through. I'm doing a show, Love is Embarrassing, February 13th. Please come out. But I'm rereading all these notes that I got from high school this weekend, which is like hundreds. And I'm like, I loved girly shit. I talked like with so many smiley faces. I'm saying cute all the time. I'm just like... writing my screen name, giving a note to somebody else in my class. She's writing her screen name back. We're doing like, this is girly stuff.
I guess writing the smiley face is the most girly.
You don't think? Me. Yeah. Just like write my screen name, : smiley face. Hey, what's up? With a bunch of, I'm just like,
oh, you being went all by flirty. Your screen name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. On a piece of paper, I'm writing my screen name, giving the note. Like,
I just communicated information.
No. And then we're going back and forth, passing it. She would write her screen name, and then I write my. And it's not even like that flirty.
I went by my screen name all through high school. I really? Love that. Yes.
Yeah.
Seb the man.
Yeah, yeah. You did go Seb the man.
Yeah. What are we talking here? I think that like. Going by your screen name was such a fun.
Yeah, it was flirty for sure.
It was like how sometimes, you know, it's funny. Someone will mention someone's name to me, and I'll have no idea who they are the whole conversation.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden they'll say their Instagram, and I go, "Oh yeah, of course."
Oh yeah, you do that.
I'll be in conversations I have no idea who we're talking about until you tell me the Instagram.
Which is interesting because that is a name.
That is the name.
It's a name you choose for yourself.
That's
how you want to present yourself to the world.
This is why people don't go to the government and change their name anymore, because we have a second chance.
Yeah, this is their stage name. Is your Instagram handle.
1,000%. And it gets to be weird.
Yes. Yeah.
It gets to be cheese on a stick, 42, you know, right? It could be
what's up, cheese? Yeah. You could call somebody, yeah.
It could be something that you love and passionate about. I mean, that's
But no, fun. I'm talking about Legally Blonde, the musical I loved in high school. I mean, I liked musicals, which I guess is a little girly for high school. There's just a lot of things that I'm talking about. The way I talk was like just girly.
I think that you were like, you wanted, I think you did a great thing. And I think you continue to do this thing. You wanted to be friends with someone and you're like, what do we have in common that we both enjoy? And then you looked at that.
Yes.
I think that's great.
So that's what I liked too.
No, I'm saying what you had in common.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying that you pretended to like that. Yeah. I was like, what do you, because you're not like hitting them up about Sephora.
No, that's exactly. Yes, you're not hitting them up
about
yes,
things.
Yes.
You're not manifesting like, oh, by the way, you know what I love? And then like talk about something you don't. You're saying, what do we have in common that we both like?
Yes.
Which I think is great.
Yeah. Which is, it's unfortunate you just get made fun of as a dude. If you like that kind of stuff with guys, you can't. Like, I had some guy friends that I would write notes with, but for the most part, I would get made fun of. And I'm reading back and I'm like, oh, I kind of get why I got made fun of, but whatever. I found something that made me happy.
That's great.
I was definitely a little bit of a tease. Do you feel like you're a tease?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Depends the situation.
I'm learning that I'm like, oh, I'm kind of a tease.
How so?
Just I have 20 different people that I was writing notes with over a 5-year span. And we're all just like, you're That's so cute. I'm so cute. Like, we're all just the cutest people in the world. Like, everybody's hot, sexy, this. And I mean, that is a little bit of a tease. None of them were my girlfriend, maybe one. But none of them were like, I had a girlfriend in middle school. And then the week before I graduated high school.
I wasn't like, I don't think you were a tease.
It's just we're all teasing, I guess.
One
girl had a boyfriend the whole time. Like, we're all just flirty, 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 flirty.
This is why this is why shows about high school are entertaining.
Because everybody, 3 weeks later, you just are like, I'm trying to hook up with somebody new. We're making out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, you know what's not interesting? Shows about people, like adjusted people in their 40s.
Yes, yes, yes.
Adjusted people in their 30s.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's not fun. But so I don't want you to hold the weight that you're a tease.
No, but then I've been single for 10 years. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, oh, before this, I was just talking to a lot of girls all the time in a flirty way, not hooking up, really.
Sure.
Then I had a girlfriend. Now I'm kind of back to that a little bit.
You're back to old.
I've been doing that for 10 years where I love to sit and flirt. Love it.
I know.
But so I don't.
You
then
do
it
to me, and I have to shut it down.
Flirt you?
I flirt you? You try to flirt with me through the text. It's just,
how am I trying to flirt with you through the text?
There's just sometimes,
if you think I'm flirting with you, then I'm fucking really flirting.
There's just sometimes
with other people.
I have to pump the brakes.
What?
On the combo.
On a text? I'm making you feel uncomfortable?
Not uncomfortable. I just know it's coming from a flirty place.
What? I don't.
1,000%. I'll be home and I'll get some text that goes, hey, what are you doing?
No, I don't do that.
Wait, let me say what I get. This is a typical Robbie text.
Okay.
Hey,
I love my friends with all my heart.
Are you going to let me say what?
Yeah, I will. Okay. I just want to let you know.
Okay. Good. That's
it's
great.
All love.
We are very aware. It'll be like, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. I'll just finish working. Got to head to bed soon. Cool. I'm watching the game. It's really nice. I love watching basketball so much.
No.
Wait. You would say something like that to me.
Okay.
And then I'll go, dope. Gonna take an edible and chill. I'll say something like that, right? That's a cliche. I'll say dope and then say, gonna head to bed, gonna do this. And you go, cool. Was just thinking about. This is when it gets flirty. When he starts bringing up.
It's Allie's, already flirty.
I know, man. And then they'll go.
I don't do that, though. All right, continue.
Was just thinking about how funny you are.
I get told how funny you are all day.
Wait. I won't respond. And then he goes, oh, man, that's so cool. I just think you're so great. Start double texting me that. A little flirty.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I love my friends.
I know. Here's the thing. I'll call you on the phone, and I'll see you in person a ton.
Yes.
We don't need to be
flirting. I'm not flirting with you on text.
You don't feel flirty.
No, I texted you this weekend. My friends from home went to your show.
No, I'm not worried about it.
And I'm high on the couch. Okay, I just told you.
Drugs are getting involved.
I told you that so I'm now, watching. You were like, I'm doing this. And I just was like, I'm doing this.
We're blaming marijuana?
What do you want me to say? My friends from, I'm getting sent all these messages about how funny you are.
It's not even that. I was just thinking about. When I see
sometimes
from
I
you,
do that.
When I see from you.
I'd be thinking. When I'm smoking. I think.
I know. But just to know that like I'm, you being like, you getting ready for bed?
No, I don't say that. I stopped.
You did?
You told me to stop.
Yeah, because I don't need to. You to
what do you mean? We used to sit on Zoom until 2 a.m., 4 a.m., 6 a.m.
You going?
Just me and Sebastian on Zoom.
Hey, babes, you getting ready? Listen to me, babes. You getting ready for bed? Wink.
I don't know. Sometimes you fight demons at night.
So I do. But
check
I'm very
it on you.
I'm doing better with the fighting the demons.
That's good.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you this. I just need to like be in a routine.
Okay.
My 30s.
Okay.
Has been discovering things my parents have told me my entire life, and me realizing they were right.
Right.
Yes.
That's good. I feel like my 20s was things my parents told me my entire life, realizing they were wrong.
I agree with that. Also, your 20s is you discovering what you don't agree with your parents.
Okay.
And then I think your 30s is me going, my mom was right. I should make a shopping list before I go to the grocery store. It makes life so much
easier. Okay, yeah. Certain practical things.
Practical. I'm talking about practicality.
Yes.
There's practical things that my parents told me that I feel like I'm discovering for the first time in my 30s. I'm going, my mom told me this for years.
Yes.
She told me nothing is better than if I'm going to put on new sheets, take a shower before bed because it'll feel better.
Yeah.
This is all.
Yeah, clean sheets, laundry.
Clean sheets, laundry. Dude,
I mean, I don't know if this is everybody's experience. Some people figure this out at 18.
100
practical things that their parents.
I'm just saying for me,
yeah.
I'm discovering things that I've been told by adults now. And I go, whoa, this is so easy.
Yes.
And then I look in the past and I've been told this 100 times by different people.
They were onto something.
Like after you eat, do the dishes and don't let the sink pile up.
Yes, yes.
That's so, I mean, I've been doing small things like that, which just helps me fight the demons.
That is good.
Because that's why I have control over.
Yes.
That's, I mean, if you saw my room, I just came home from a trip, so.
Yeah.
Please.
My room's not clean either.
Cut me some slack. But the small things that I have control over is what's going to help me fight the demons. I need to win battles. I've been just trying to fight war against his demons.
Okay.
I've been looking at the long game.
Yes.
I need to start looking at the everyday small battles.
Yeah. Battles are important.
Yeah. That's what I've been thinking about a lot lately. Because
checklists are good. Battles are checklists.
Yes. And I have a now to-do list I've been writing.
That's
in the morning.
Good.
Yeah,
I have my whiteboard.
It's incredible.
Every now and then I'll load it up.
It's incredible.
All right. I want to ask you, talking about me being flirty, I want to ask you, what, I don't really remember midnight New Year's Eve, and you go, we talked about New Year's Eve, and you go,
on
yeah.
On the Patreon.
Yeah, and in person.
Okay.
And you go to me, yeah, you gave me a really big hug, and you like smirked. Was I talking? Did I say anything? Was I being wild?
No.
I wasn't? All right.
No.
All right, I wasn't sure.
Why I said that?
Yeah.
Do you want me to say?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's why I'm like, was I being like, I love you so much? Was I being Mr. I love you so much?
No. All right.
Because you gave me a face and I'm like, I don't know.
It was just.
If I was like, was I talking crazy? I didn't want
to
follow
someone
up.
Someone in between us that you moved through them to get to me. That's why I smiled.
Okay.
Yes.
You were my priority when midnight struck.
I was your priority.
Okay, all right. I wasn't sure if I was just being like, I love, because I love my friends.
No, I know. And yeah, right back at you.
Especially when I'm drunk.
1,000%, right? Yeah. I was just, I became your priority when probably other people in the room wanted to be your priority.
Priority, okay.
That's why I smiled.
Okay.
And I was dead sober. Okay. So it was funny to me
at that point. Yeah, yeah. Just was like, all right, it's midnight. Where's Sebastian? All right.
That's why I smiled. Okay.
I wasn't sure if I was being wild, but no. I needed to clarify that on mic.
Great. Okay. All right.
Anyways.
That's why I smile. Sometimes I smile at stuff. And
I thought the smile made me think there's more to the story. No. I'm like, oh, maybe I was just talking about like all this shit.
No, I laugh at small stuff. You know?
Okay, that's good.
Big stuff gets complicated for me. Small stuff is easy. It's just you being like, someone wanted to kiss you and you just going to me. That's funny to me.
That is funny.
Yeah, that's funny. And I don't need to explain that to you.
I was going to bring
it
up.
It just, in my head, I go, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
And then I looked at her. You hugged me. I went, who wins now, hottie? No, I didn't do that at all.
Anyways.
I didn't do that at all. Anyways.
We're in January.
This that we're doing right now is entering the darkest part of the year. The hardest, the most difficult time there it is to be a person is, I would say, the middle of January. It's when people are toe-to-toe with their resolutions. They are looking at darkness. They're not seeing the sun. There's no reason to take off to go on vacations. You are supposed to be in it. This is supposed to be the best version of you. During the hardest time to absolutely live.
Yeah. I mean, I completely agree. This is why I think dry January, I'm over dry January.
Because.
I'm anti-dry January.
People need.
It's too hard. This is the hard. This is the time where we need alcohol the most. I don't want to walk around Brooklyn. It's cold as fuck.
You know what makes you warmer?
What?
A beer?
Yeah, of course. This is when we need to just sit in that apartment and drink.
I know.
And you invite people over. Like, there's literally nothing else to do but drink. And this is when we decide, oh, yeah, this is actually when we're not going to drink. For 31 days. It's the longest month of the year.
By far.
Why are we? I don't want to work out. Who wants to fucking work out?
I swear, 31 days is it's the longest 31 of the whole year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's nothing else to do but drink. Every other month, there's at least some things to do.
Work.
Work and drink.
That's, everyone is like nose to the grindstone. People aren't cheery. During January.
No.
People don't want to make small talk. This is like the hard times.
Yeah.
And there's two types of people.
What?
One that completely hibernates and detaches from everyone and will, like a bear. There's bear humans and those that are able to bear, fight the cold.
Yes.
And I feel like you are a person that's able to fight it.
Yeah, I could.
You want to be out here.
I could get out, yeah.
I know.
I would. Well, because it's like I can't motivate myself to go. Do nothing. To go to a bar. Like, to go to a bar and drink club soda in January is wild. To get out of my apartment, to go through the walk in the cold, 10 minutes to the subway, take the subway, get to the bar, and then I'm going to drink club soda?
Hard.
Yeah, it's impossible. We should do Dry July. That's what I think.
Who needs to drink on 4th of July? You know how many activities you have?
All of July, there's activities.
You know what's
good?
It's
hot as hell. Who wants to be drunk and soaking wet, sweating? It's just like, it's a time where there's so much. You can go to the beach. You can go on vacation.
Drinking in the pool.
Well, people don't. Yeah, people want to drink on vacation. But you don't need to go on vacation in July in New York, I would say.
I would say you don't either.
That's a strange time to go on vacation.
I would say actually now is the time to go
on
vacation.
Now, March, I think, is the best time.
I think.
February, March.
I think when you're in the heat of it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You get out the cold.
Absolutely.
And me, I mean, I should just get ahead of it. This might be one of the most New York things I do. It was the first snowfall that we've had in so long. Next week, I'm going to Florida.
Yeah, I'm going
this
to Florida
might be
too.
One of the most New York things about us right now.
Yeah.
We got an inch of snow. You and I go, we're done. We're going to Florida.
I know. This is the busy season for Florida.
1,000%.
Yeah.
It's packed. And you know who it's packed with?
Who?
New Yorkers.
Yes, absolutely.
It's packed with New Yorkers. We see a drop of snow, we go, all right, see you later.
Yeah, I don't know if Disney will be that packed.
No, it's actually a low.
Yeah, I think for Disney low, but like Miami where I'm going, I was talking to my friend who's a bartender, and he's like, this is our busiest season. Everybody's coming to visit, and he's a New Yorker.
Yeah, it's just get out of the cold weather, yes. Kind of. Like, also, I know someone going to Puerto Rico. I know someone going to DR, you know?
Yeah, same.
People are going to warm places.
This is the most expensive time, too, to go to those places. Like Caribbean, all-inclusive, all that stuff. This is, yeah, January, February, March. This is what we need. We need to be drinking in January, February, March.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing else to do.
It's hard. It's hard. Or you just go to the gym and you just are miserable and, like, just work on yourself nonstop.
I know. I've done that. Hard.
It's very hard.
And I also lived right next to the subway at that time. And I would go out and it wouldn't be that hard to go out.
Yeah.
And I would go out a lot and just drink club soda.
But now you're older.
I am older.
So things change a little bit, you know?
I know. I've been saying I'm 30 years old to just tell myself anything that I want to do or change about myself. I'm just like, I'm 30 years old. I can't be doing that. I'm 30 years old. I'm 30 years old. I'm 30 years old.
This is what I was doing to you before you turned 30, if you remember.
Maybe that's why I got it from.
In the scheme
of life, I'm young and I'm like, nothing has changed, really.
Remember before you turned 30, there was a whole lead up. I kept saying, get what you want to get done now in your 20s.
Damn, maybe you beat it into my head.
That's good. This is great.
Yeah, but I need to allow myself still to have fun.
Here's
and
the
be
thing.
Easier on myself.
Being 30 is a great excuse to not do some stuff you don't want to do.
Yes.
Use it as a positive.
Yes.
Use it as a... With people who own dogs, they use it as a positive.
That is true.
They never... A person that owns a dog never has to stay at a party for a minute longer than they don't want to.
Yeah.
They are out the door.
Yeah, you always have an excuse.
To have a dog is the best excuse. It's better than a child.
Yes. But then if you make a mistake, I feel worse about it, I think, because I'm 30. And I'm like, I'm 30 years old. I can't be doing this. But everything. What the fuck am I? I have a podcast. I have a lifeguard. Like, I'm all these things still.
Yeah.
Which is fine to be 30 years
old.
We
have to just use that. We
only use it in
the
positive way.
Only use it for a positive
way.
Yeah, Robbie.
Not to beat myself down.
We need to, are these phrases, and we need to be hypocrites. We need to.
Yes,
be,
yes.
Being a hypocrite is the strongest thing you could do to build yourself up.
Yes.
Say, I am 30 years old for when it benefits you.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. Yeah, I need to do that more.
Team hypocrites.
Yes. Instead of, like, on my fourth beer, be like, I'm 30 years old. I shouldn't have a fifth beer on a Wednesday.
No.
We're already having four beers on a Wednesday.
You had four.
That's it. You're getting drunk on a Wednesday.
And you're
30.
Don't have to wake up early? Great.
Yeah, which I
enjoy
don't.
It.
Because I don't have a regular 30-year-old life.
No.
Yeah.
Also, I don't believe in a regular life anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that we're in the city, so we're more ahead of like other places in the country, but everyone's going to catch up when Gen Z's there. There's not going to be a normal, atypical life anymore.
Which is nice.
I think it's a beautiful thing.
I do, yeah. Yeah. I was talking about the younger people at my job are all on that wave.
Sure, and everyone's like free to do their thing. Yeah, 100%. And I think that stuff like three-day weekends that we're about to walk into will be different.
Three-day weekends.
Because people won't have that anymore. It's going to be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? People will have
Wednesday off. I hope there's a four-day week, work week at some point in our life for people.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But for now, they just enjoy the three-day weekend. And I will say this.
What?
No beer, no sip of wine tastes as good as a Sunday night wine on a three-day weekend.
Absolutely.
That sip of alcohol, knowing that you should be going to work tomorrow, but you don't got to. You don't have to. You could sleep all day. Do you want a beer? Yeah. And the shot.
Yeah.
Yes. That is your time to know you could be a deviant. You could be like, oh, I'm being bad in your mind, but know that you're actually being good and you'll be able to sleep all you want tomorrow.
Yeah, you get, because you the three-day weekend, for me, usually goes like this. Really excited about the three-day weekend.
Yes.
Go out really hard Friday night. Wake up Saturday, kind of take it easy. Sunday morning, maybe you do like a nice dinner or whatever on a Saturday. Sunday morning, you wake up. Usually, you're trying to get ready to back to work, and you could go out again. You're getting plans again for Sunday night, and you've already had a full recharge day.
Yeah.
So you get two like really big night out. And the second one always feels better because it's like, all right, these are the people who want to be out.
Yes.
These are the people who love going out.
It's going to be
fun. It's all people who are like, all right, if we're out on Sunday night, We're all kind of on the same page.
This is going to be a night.
Yes, it's going to be a very fun night. It's always been my more fun nights in New York is like the Sunday of a three-day weekend. I love nights where you're out and it's like everyone that's out wants to fucking be out tonight.
Yes.
Because why else would we be here? That's why I used to like going out during the week a little bit.
Nice. I like that too.
Yeah.
I mean, I never had a typical 9-to-5.
No.
So it was always for me, which is beautiful. One of the best parts of living in New York is going to things at off hours.
Yes.
And I was like lucky enough to always kind of have that.
Yeah.
That weekends are sometimes were hard for me.
Yeah, which is fun. Those are more fun people to be around.
The weekday people.
Yeah, the weekday people.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if it's like a packed place on a Wednesday night. You're like, I found a little hidden gem.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's either the more fun or the sadder.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's never in between. It's never oh, this is like just people hanging. It's either people that know how to have a really good time, and unfortunately, those people become a sadder generation.
Sometimes, yes. As it used to be, older. Though, I feel like it used to be like creative people or even like celebrities would not party on Friday. Nobody that's famous is going to the club on Friday, Saturday night, really.
No.
There would be other nights that you would kind of go out or like, that's one side of it. But then the dive bar of like, if you could find a crowded bar on a weekday night is very fun because you're there with the, that gets a little more sad when you're there with the staff.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is one of those days too. That's like everybody that's out tonight wants to be out, which is always one of my favorite days to go out.
So Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
Right. And it's next month. And I saw this thing online saying the biggest day on dating apps is the first Sunday of the new year.
Interesting. That makes sense to me.
The most traffic ever all dating apps will get all year is from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the first Sunday of the year.
Wow.
Because people
should just logged in just to see what's good.
I mean, I was thinking about that because I'm not currently on dating apps.
No, me neither. As we know.
Of course. And I'm not currently on, but I wonder, and I was like, as I'm talking about my positivity thing, how I want to think of things as positive, because I instantly went to negative and I thought, oh, people there are all, you're just there. They just have a purpose. They just want to get a boyfriend. They want to get a girlfriend. That's why they're there. They have a goal. But how beautiful to be someone's goal.
Yes.
To be someone's like, look at me. Look how lucky I am to be with that person. I was thinking of it as a negative thing at first.
Yeah.
Like if someone's like, I want to get married, right? But then I was like, or like, I want to find a partner. But then for you to be like, wow, I achieved my goal because Robbie wants to eat with me.
Yes, I see that.
That's such a nice thing in my mind.
I think some people settle.
1,000%.
But I have the view of if I want to find somebody that I really like and made it my number one intention, that I would be able to do that.
Well, I'm saying 2024, what's going to be in is loving your girlfriend hard.
You think so?
Travis Kelce's teaching us nothing. Why do you laugh?
Because this is funny.
Why? Because both of us
it's
are
a little
single.
Pandering. Yeah.
Both of us are single and we don't have
two single men going, you know what's in for 2020? We don't know. I mean, there's a lot of logistics in a relationship. Of course you should love your girlfriend hard.
I just think that there's been all this like,
I want to love my girlfriend hard.
Who do we look at for love for years and years? Ben Affleck and J-Lo.
Really?
Yeah. People are
I thought he just had a different girlfriend like a year ago.
No.
Ben Affleck. Oh, no. They've been together for a while.
They break up and get back together.
Okay.
But people like love that. And I think loving someone hard and openly is great.
Yeah, it's cute.
Like I saw
if it's genuine.
Posting videos of Travis talking about Taylor.
Yeah.
I go, oh, I'm on board with that now. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
How much she's loving her. Even, I know I shit on his Timothy the other day, but even the way that Timothy is loving his
Kylie.
Jenna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I think like openly, and there was so many years of like dudes not being proud of their girlfriends, even like in the celebrity status.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's just totally in.
That is nice. It's uplifting to hear that the first Sunday in January is the biggest dating app traffic because that means more people made their resolution to find love than to get it off the dating apps.
That's nice. That's a nice positive way to look at it too.
That's like, this is the year I'm going to find love. Because that you're not going on the dating apps to like if that, you know what I mean? Like that big uptick is not like a player dude who's like, oh, it's January 1st. I got to get back on. This guy, that guy's on the apps all the time.
Yep.
He's not one of the new members that's adding to this increase of traffic the first week of January.
I'm going to try.
I want to try to find a partner this year.
I'm going to put a conscious effort into doing
that. That's what the source of that uptick is. And I think that is nice.
I think it is nice, too. I think it's something nice. Also, champions are made in the off season.
Okay. This is an off season?
If you want a Valentine's Day boyfriend, if you want a Valentine's Day girlfriend, you can't be looking in February.
Oh, yeah. No.
If you want
Definitely not.
If you want that, you need it now.
Next week or so. Yeah. You want to go on a date on Valentine's Day.
Yes. You need to start now.
Yes.
A Valentine's date after 1 month of dating is probably the happiest you could be, too. It would feel the most exciting.
Yeah, you should. It's low stress, I hope.
Yeah, oh, totally.
But 1 month can go. I think I've changed my opinion on how deeply you could start to like somebody in the time period in which you could like them.
Well, also,
like, I used to be like probably a year it would take it to really know you love somebody.
How long you hang out with them for?
Yeah, that's what it is. Exposure, face to face exposure, talking. Yeah.
Being with somebody in the room is you feel, you know?
Yes.
You feel energy.
Yes.
Energy is the most important part of dating.
I think it's the most important part of everything.
And especially even on the internet, I always am thinking about how do I get my energy? How do I portray my energy online?
It's hard.
It's so hard.
Yes. And some people have an energy online that does not match in real life.
Not at all. You meet them in real life, you go, oh,
no, way less fun.
Yeah, way less. Most people, I would say.
Yes.
I would say most people online that you meet in person are going to disappoint you.
Probably.
Yeah.
Less funny.
Less 100%.
Less, like, I don't know, expressive. Because you could be really expressive online.
Yeah.
And you can use little tricks online that you can't use in person to get somebody to laugh or...
1,000%.
Like you.
And I guess, like, I am always thinking about, like, energy. Because even, like, for me, it's always, like, text, you get the least amount of energy from a person.
Yes.
Then phone calls, you get a little bit of energy. Because at least you hear, sorry about that. I burped. I ate a full avocado this morning.
Nice.
I'm trying to eat more fruits.
That's good.
I ate, what, an apple and an avocado. That's two fruits in one day, bro.
Yeah. Avocado's great.
I know. I had
filling. I love the way it
tomato,
tastes.
Egg, avocado this morning.
Put a little salt, pepper on it.
You don't got to tell me. Oil. Of course I did that.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
I made the egg nice and loose. You don't like that.
I've been loosening my eggs up a little bit.
A loose egg.
At home.
A droopy egg is maturity.
Yes.
I feel like a full adult. I can rent a car. To rent a car, it shouldn't be, are you 25? It goes, how do you take your eggs? Oh, over easy? Give them Mitsubishi up front, you know? A loose egg, I feel like an adult. It's one of those adult qualities.
Yeah, the main guy from Saltburn couldn't eat runny eggs.
Because he was a child.
He was a child.
A manipulative fucking child that will take advantage of you. What did Saltburn teach me? I'll tell you this.
What?
It taught me the rich cannot trust the poor. It taught me that the rich needs to keep their gate shut and hire more fucking security.
Close that fucking gate. Nah.
Why? Because they'll sneak in the bathroom and they'll drink your cum at night, okay? The rich can't trust the poor because they'll eat at you. It felt like I was watching the French Revolution, but it was like a guy just that wants
that is the message.
Suck someone off.
Yeah.
That is the best. This is a beautiful Hollywood story, right?
It is.
We need more diversity in Hollywood. We need different stories. I got a great one. How about rich people that get taken advantage of with a poor person infiltrates them like a fucking rat?
I know.
Parasites the same shit.
No. Parasite's better, I think.
Just get on record.
Obviously.
That I love both of these movies.
You did.
But it's the same shit. We have to look at what Hollywood's giving us. They go, a rich family and the poor comes in and just slowly takes over the family. Right?
I think the Parasite was more likable, the Parasite family.
Obviously. It's so funny how many movies are just about rich people and the poor taking advantage of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that
God.
Is. I think Parasite's different with the tone and all the other things.
And being like,
but it's not that far, I
you'll
guess.
You'll eat my pussy on my period, you plebeian. You're only good for sex.
Rich people won't do that, yeah.
Right? Rich people?
Because they're not as freaky, I don't know. I don't know. I don't.
Sometimes.
I've never really dabbled with that level.
Of rich?
Yeah.
Yeah, neither have I. But... It was a good example. And I think Hollywood should continue making stories. Even The Bear. Get rid of the old crappy restaurant. We need to make it rich.
Yeah.
Rich
is annoying to me too.
Rich is in, bro.
I've always said, it's like, I would be pissed if my favorite sandwich shop on my corner got, they were like, oh, we're remodeling and turning into a 3-Michelin-star restaurant.
Kill me.
It's like, I can't go there anymore.
Kill me.
Now it's going to be $400. I would much rather have a Michelin star chef take over my sandwich shop than my sandwich shop people open up a 3-Michelin. Even if the 3-Michelin-star restaurant is incredible.
Yes.
I'm like, what are we doing? Why did you now just make me have to pay 200 times more for your food?
Well, you have to remember this, Robbie. What's beautiful about things like that, fancy things, and like having that elite experience, is the rich love it and the poor want it. So that's why they make content.
We did it, and it was nice.
I still love it, but I mean,
yeah, I thought it was nice, and the attention to detail is crazy, and it is like a show. I get all of it, but in practicality,
yes,
on my corner.
No.
What would I choose? Of course I'm going to choose the sandwich shop that an ex-Michelin star chef took over and made really good.
It's unbelievable. I think all media this year is just about how we need to protect the rich.
Well, it used to.
It's these billionaires.
Yeah.
And finally, Netflix and Hulu and all of them are getting their point across, right? The rich needs to be careful. Right?
Yes.
They were like, great, we'll agree with your strike bullshit.
Yeah.
As long as the content is this.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Right? Think about what a comedy, the classic comedy when we're growing up. What was it? The one with Adam Sandler where he gets Mr. Deeds. And that was a comedy because it was so ridiculous a poor person would have money.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of poor people have money comedies.
And
Trading Places.
You never see
I guess Trading Places was about how anybody could do that job.
Yeah.
Which, but I liked. That's different.
That's your go-to comedy for rich people?
No, I mean, that's a rich person. Poor person does rich person thing, is Trading Places.
Yeah, but I
think the message there is that anybody could do. Wall Street is kind of a bullshit job. Anybody could do it as long as you have a little bit
Billions,
of charisma.
Succession. Rich has never been more in.
It's very in. And before that, it was like the industry was in. Like back a few years ago, it was like Marvelous. Every single show, The Kominsky Method, Marvelous Miss Maisel, Atlanta. I forget. There was a few other, but every single show was just about the industry.
Yeah.
It was so self. It was like, can we not write about literally anything else?
No, because it was their turn. And now, you know.
Now it's not that funny.
We're seeing the progression of those people.
Yeah.
They all started writing shows back in the day about like people working a job. Right? A normal job.
Yes.
And then they lost touch with life so much, they go, shit, what do we write about next? I don't know. What do you know about? I don't know. The industry. They all started writing about the industry. They all made money. Now what do they write about? I don't know. We're not even in the industry anymore. We're in mansions, right?
Yeah.
So now they just write about the stock market and mansions.
I guess, yeah. Yeah. Ted Lasso. I mean, they write about a Michelin star restaurant, owning a soccer team.
Rich has never been more in.
Yeah. It's not that relatable.
No, but here's the thing. America's greatest lie is that we could get rich.
Yes.
And that's what
they need to keep it. Yeah.
Like, America has to remember every so often, there must be someone on the phone be like, we got to let a poor through. We got to
definitely.
100%.
They need to let some new poors in every year.
Every year they go, hey.
They need to keep the lie alive.
Listen to me, Illuminati. We haven't let a poor in to become rich in a while. We got to pretend this dream's still real for America. No poor has become a rich lately, okay?
Who are we thinking? I know this girl in the Bronx with a red afro.
Yes.
We could get her on. She's cute.
Ice Spice. Yeah. We gotta make a poor rich, you know?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Roseanne was one.
She was a poor that they let
become rich. We gotta let Roseanne through. We gotta let a poor become rich.
Yeah.
Because a poor person becoming rich is the American dream.
Yeah.
And that's why we'll continue to consume that content.
Yeah. Which, I don't know, Ice Spice. I don't mean to throw shade at her. She's talented.
I mean, she wasn't from a wealthy...
No, yeah. And I don't know if she'll be an industry... I don't want to call her industry plant if I don't know what her background is.
Thank you so much.
But
we only respect for Ice Spice.
Only respect.
Thank you.
Of course.
I will never throw
If she hears this, I don't want... You know what I mean?
Of course. You don't got to tell me.
Celebrities listen.
Sweetie hits me
have up. Listened.
She tells me how much she loves the pod.
I know.
So we got to make sure that...
Share it with a friend. Sweetie listens. keep sharing.
But I just, for me, it's so funny how I like watch everything. It's just like everyone just bragging about being rich now.
That's the one thing that's Succession. I'm just like, all right, a lot of the same things. And it's just like, oh, people want to see the restaurants they go to, the hotel, the apartments, and the different things. I'm
even
like, all
right. Even travel shows. Even reality shows.
Yeah.
What is Selling Sunset besides just showing rich people houses we can't afford?
Yeah.
You know where you know what makes me happy? Being on the phone with my sister and hearing about all the expenses she has every month for owning a normal home in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I want a show about that, right?
No, there's not shows about regular people that much. And maybe on network television, are they doing that?
I want a show about the bad sides of being rich.
Yeah, that's kind of what these shows try to show. I guess Righteous Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah. That's about a bad side of being a narcissist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not about being rich.
Well,
they
flaunt the wealth.
I want, like, realistic bad sides of being rich.
Yes.
Like, I want a show about someone that can't go in public because everyone wants to take a picture with them.
Yeah. Doesn't Pete have a new show?
Who?
Pete Davidson has a new show that's, like, semi-autobiographical about being super famous.
Maybe I'm wrong.
That's what kind of Larry David, like, there are these shows about being rich and famous. I think people want a working class story.
Yeah.
Like, a real working class story.
There's none.
Literally, there really aren't that many anymore.
You know the great
people would like that. You know there's funny things about being working class.
Ready? If you pitch me a working class story, this is Hollywood. That sounds great. So you want to do a story about a sanitation worker who's struggling with a family. They're not married, but he has kids, and he's working. He's not his dream job, just to make sure he takes care of the kids.
Yeah,
that's great.
They're gonna go.
What if that sanitation worker, instead of being a sanitation worker, he creates apps.
Yeah.
And one of the apps blows up, and he's in Silicon Valley, and it's called Silicon Valley 2.
Yeah. Or they go, all right, you want to do a show about a sanitation worker, working class? I don't know who we're going to get to write that. We'd have to hire Sebastian Canelli.
No, they'll do this.
No, we're not going to do that show.
They'll go like this. They'll go,
we have to let somebody do it? All
hey,
right.
Harvard, we got a new great show idea. Yeah. It's about a guy. It's about a firefighter. Yeah. And they'll go, a firefighter? Oh, God. Skull and Bones, have you ever heard of firefighters?
Yeah, no, they don't. They're not relatable.
No, shows aren't relatable.
That is one thing.
Because
I'm like,
they're selling us the dream.
Yeah.
And America continues to sell us the dream. And America, if you hear this, especially with all the stuff about Cat Williams with the Illuminati
and
signing people off, I would be happy to sign.
You would?
I'll wear a dress.
You would sign?
Oh, yeah. Take
Why?
My soul?
You don't have to.
I don't have to? Have you seen my bedroom?
You don't get it back. You don't get it back.
I'll be happy.
You'll sell it and then try to buy it back maybe? Or no? You'll just sell it.
I mean, what do they want from me?
Yeah.
We got to talk the deal.
It's just... Yeah, I mean, you could do stuff and then not live in fear that, I don't know. Also, it's like you would be relatable for a little bit. You just need to maintain that relatability.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
But shout outs to Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Hollywood, congrats on continuing to not be relatable.
Night. Yes.
As you told me, what do you think about the celebrities?
What?
What do you think about the celebrities in Hollywood?
They're obsessed with improv.
No, that's funny. But about how hot they are.
Oh, I was like, I didn't realize how hot everybody is. Everybody's gotten so hot.
Everyone's so hot.
Everyone is a model.
Yeah.
I've never seen some of these new people, some of the new men and women that are presenting all these awards. And I'm just like, when did everybody get so fucking hot in these shows?
I know.
Like, people used to be, there is a few, even like Zac Efron, you look back, he's a good looking guy. He doesn't look like a designed male model.
Back in my day, Hollywood used to have
now?
A couple of uggos.
There's way more uggos.
There's no uggos.
There's no uggos. Any what? Of the acting, there's very few uggos what? At all in Hollywood.
We want
They're phasing
more,
out the uggos.
We want more ugly people in
ugly
jokes.
People. Nobody's that good looking.
You know who?
How am I supposed to believe every single person in every single movie is absolutely gorgeous?
You're not.
No.
You're not.
It is. It's
you know
wild.
What? You know,
I'm like, what are these shows? I never even heard of some of these movies and shows. Who are these people?
They're hot.
The hottest people
they're
you've ever
seen.
They're
made in labs, bro.
They are really made in labs.
They're truly made in labs through Goop's industry.
That must be the
Goop is
Goop is just creating celebrities.
Goop is like, I got a new celeb we're dropping. You know, that's it.
I guess it's because you need a following, and they don't want to lose money on the show, and the people with the followings are hot.
It's easier to get a following if you're attractive.
Yeah.
Who want? Why wouldn't you want to look at somebody who has who's hot on their Instagram all the time?
Yeah. I think I had this realization a few years ago that I was like, yeah, I'll never be that hot.
Congrats.
But it's gotten crazier. Just like nothing you can do will make you hotter than a 6 foot, like Jacob Elordi. I will never be as hot as him. And now everybody, I would say half the people last night that I saw at the Golden Globes were hotter than that guy, Jacob. I'm like, what? How is everybody so fucking hot? And the women too.
It's money, man.
I guess it's money. There's new technology. It's
Mindy Kaling. Is that how you say last name?
Kaling, yeah.
Excuse me. She had a quote about like, about how money makes you hot before when she first started The Office in her first book, right? And then all of a sudden she got hot and because she got a lot of money.
Yeah.
It was like the realest shit that you've ever seen was her being like, people aren't hot, money makes you hot. And then her get a lot of money and then now all of a sudden became she's hot. Hot. Yeah.
But some of these people, I'm like, it's not even. Like Mindy Kaling will never be.
I just
be...
want to say like the beauty standards. That
Yeah. Hollywood hot.
You know, Hollywood hots. Thank you.
But some, like, I don't even think Mindy Kaling would get an opportunity today.
Because, I mean,
people. Even as her current state, these people are just like tall. Like, everybody there is so hot. Every race, everything. I'm just like, everyone is like the hottest version of the person.
We want diversity of culture.
Yes, not of hotness.
Of hotness.
Everyone is really hot.
Yeah.
A few people, whatever.
But they snuck in the back door.
Snuck in the back door. Yeah. But for the most part, I'm just like, when did everybody get so damn hot? Who are these people?
What a
Googling
blessing.
Them, 7 million followers, this person, that person.
Congrats. The ugliest person at the Golden Globes, yeah. Joe Coy.
Well, what's his name? Maybe Paul Giamatti, who has the hottest girlfriend.
Yeah, of course.
Who's like 15 years younger than him, who's just like a regular ass person. But that's, which is good for Paul.
Yeah, good for Paul.
I guess, and good for her. Hopefully they're happy together.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? We are very excited to have our sponsors back with us, Sunset Lake CBD. You know them. You love them. They have so many great products over there. We are excited to be working with them again. Sunset Lake is a great brand. If you want to check out some CBD, they have so many great products from I just used some of the body lotion right before the episode, and the whole room instantly smelled like mentholy, right?
Yeah, it smells good. The lotion's nice.
It's so powerful, that beautiful smell. You gonna use some now?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm smelling it.
I almost thought you were gonna put it in your nose.
No.
It's like that thing. If you smell your hand and you're a loser, you have some on your nose, bro. Wipe your face. Sunset Lake has so many great products. Check out. They have oils. They got lotions. They got those Good Vibe gummies. If you're really looking to chill, they're really good. Very mild for people that aren't experienced in partaking in extracurricular activities, which I really enjoy. Also, if you use the promo code LOUD, L-O-U-D, LOUD, you get 20% off your entire purchase. So if you're looking for some sleep gummies, if you're looking for some lotion, some rub for some sore muscles, or just getting a little funky with those Good Vibes, use the promo code LOUD at Sunset Lake CBD to get 20% off your entire purchase. Beautiful. All right, back to the show.
Anyways, speaking of hot, all these hot people, I guess, in Hollywood, and dating apps and all that stuff. I have a PSA for any man out there that is considering this bone lengthening surgery. Do you know about this?
Yeah, it's where you get longer legs.
Yes.
Yes.
So I have a PSA for any man out there who's considering bone lengthening surgery, and that is look inward. I do not think anybody on this planet is 3 inches away from a healthy relationship. I don't think there's anything less attractive than a desperate man. And I can't think of anything more desperate than breaking both of your legs, inserting a machine, being in a wheelchair for a year, basically doing human torture to lengthen your legs by 3 inches, and then having to learn to walk again. Because you think that will make you more attractive on a date. Like, post this surgery, imagine a 5'8", you can go up to 6 inches. Imagine a 5'8 man becomes 6'2". Nothing else on your body grows. You still have a 5'8 wingspan. A 5'8 man with a 5'8 torso on a 6'2" with 6 inches longer legs, it looks strange.
Yeah.
You look like a T-Rex.
You look stilts more than anything.
You look like you're on stilts. Also, you show up to the date. You barely know how to walk. You have to learn how to walk again.
Sorry, babe. I'm new to being tall.
That's is not.
Just falling down.
What was wrong with you? Get a hobby. I have plenty of short friends that have hot girlfriends. I don't think if you're like, all right, I'm down. I can't find a date. Nobody likes me. I don't know what to do in this world. This will fix all my problems. It won't.
You don't have to tell me, man. I stay fat so my personality is good.
Yeah.
I go, Seb, don't get too hot because then you'll lose your personality.
But it's not. Yeah, I guess maybe I don't.
Humble yourself. I see every month you get a bad haircut just so you go, maybe I'll get a better personality.
That's what I do.
On the podcast, we're doing the opposite here.
Yes.
We make things harder for ourselves so that we look inward more.
You could get a hobby. There's so many things that you could do to make yourself better that if you're like, all right, this is my solution, is breaking both of my legs. Some people do, they break their legs twice. They do 2 years of breaking their legs and then having to learn how to walk again. 2 years in a wheelchair to grow 6 inches. I'm telling you, there's a better solution.
The better solution is force yourself to be ugly for 2 years and think about how good a personality you'll have and how kind you'll be to people.
Get a hobby. Invest in yourself. Go to therapy. There are so many solutions to success in life other than turning yourself into a human stilt.
Yeah.
It's desperate. To me, it's so desperate. If a man showed up and was like, I had to break both my legs, sit in a wheelchair for 2 years and learn how to walk again so you would go on this date with me. What makes you think this woman's going to be attracted to you?
Her friends. It's about her friends liking it.
Her friend. I don't think that person ends up. So that's what it is.
You don't share. It's a secret.
So you just walk like an ostrich.
You just.
And you hope nobody notices.
You just hope. Yo, he's lanky.
Yeah.
You just hope people call you lanky.
And then nobody. You remove everyone from your past life. See, that's what I'm thinking. That person is not. You know what I mean? I don't think that people will find that person attractive. You can't hide it forever.
Yeah, no, you can't. It's bad.
It's like you're breaking. Like I understand cosmetic surgery. I have fake teeth. I understand wanting to look better.
Oh yeah, and this is look, so fucking funny.
No, but it's.
I completely forgot you. You literally had your teeth shaved down.
No, they're not really shaved down. It's painless.
You
first
had
of all,
your
it is painless.
Shaved down.
It's painless. It's painless.
I can't believe
my teeth are not shaved down. I'm happy.
I don't want to see what you look like. I don't want to see
how they would be without.
I'm so creeped out when people show me the brief veneers. I'm totally.
I've shown you, and it's not creepy.
Can I tell you this?
What?
I'm so on board for this cause. It's just so funny to me because I forgot that you've had cosmetic surgery.
I have had cosmetic surgery, and I think it's the best thing I've ever did in my life. So
there is a difference. We will be hypocrites where we want to be.
There's a difference.
Like, yeah. You were so excited. You were like, I got to talk about these guys that break their legs.
I completely forgot
that you shaved your teeth down to have good teeth.
And I think it's great. I think it's great. I don't think it's desperate.
No.
I think what makes me more attractive, looking inward and being someone who is in tune with themselves and has hobbies.
Robbie, the entire time
places.
He got his teeth done, he was meditating. He was on a therapy call.
I get my teeth done. I go out that night.
Nice.
It's not something that I'm saying. It's
yes,
desperate
I
to do human torture to like extend your. And you have to like you grow yourself by. Using this machine inside of your body, that to me is just like, this is too much. This is too much for you. It's not cute.
I'm on board with this.
And you don't know how to walk. It's just like, bro, you could have found love. I don't know what, like the job. I don't know what you think this is for.
I mean, these are
loving
vain,
yourself,
these
self-esteem.
Are vain people.
What are you doing? Pretending that you weren't 6 inches, a lot to grow. What are we going to pretend like you didn't grow 6 inches? Or then you just cut everybody off and then somebody's like, oh yeah, by the way, I have this new life and I can't tell you anything about my old life. And then everybody just can't talk about it. Your parents, nobody can be like, oh yeah, he was 5'8", now he's 6'2".
I guess you got to be open about it.
You have to be open about it. And then to me, it's not cute. You don't.
No.
It's wild.
Well, there's the six, as we talked about here on the podcast before, the 666 club, 6 feet, 6 figures, 6 inches.
And I do understand some people
is what women want.
Women won't filter you on their dating app. right? Because people want 6 foot on the dating app.
Yes, and
so, I think you could find attractive people that you like without being 6 foot. I'm not like you could do it. I promise you, there's another solution outside of breaking both of your legs, sitting in a wheelchair, learning how to rewalk, and torturing your body for a year, being in constant pain.
Well, the guy that did there was a New York Post article about. Shout out my old employers, New York Post. I hope you miss me. I was going to go unfollow, but their articles are so funny.
They are.
They're so wild.
It's, oh, so you, yeah.
It's unbelievable that they, that they're a source.
Yeah, it's wild.
Anyways, there was this article about on the New York Post of a guy who had the surgery, and it's over, and it's the article's just about how much, how many girls he's with now and how girls love him now that he's over 6 feet.
I think somebody who needs to look inward more than anyone is someone who's like, I'm going to call up the New York Post and talk about how many women I sleep with.
I call every day and they don't answer my calls.
You go, I have an article.
I go, I got an article. They go, what? I go, plus size but fucking.
Yeah. This is somebody who, yeah, he's, I don't think it's as glorious as it seems. If you need to call the New York Post,
the Daily News,
to talk about how many people you sleep with, I got have news a feeling you're intolerable.
I'm getting ass, Daily News. Yeah. Get the Washington Post on the line.
Who are these people?
I got an exclusive for you, New York Times.
I would be willing to bet anyone who's calling up the New York Post to talk about how many women they sleep with is intolerable on dates.
Probably.
Or on a second date. Or on a third, like, you're, it's not a good person. I would not, I would say that's a huge red flag. If somebody, yeah, if somebody that I knew was dating somebody that had the surgery, I would say huge red flag. Imagine snapping your shins 3 inches apart and then putting a machine in to grow, snapping your shin and then this bone. This is a fucking, I don't even know what this bone's called. The bone from your hip to your knee.
I'm guess lemur.
Sure.
That's an animal.
Snapping it in half. Femur.
Femur.
Yeah.
I was close.
And going, this is what I need. 3 more inches. This will get me the girl of my dreams. No, the girl of your dreams exists if you just do some self-work.
Well, I think that it's once again Hollywood selling us a story. What's important? Money? Look at
height? Hot. Yeah, you could do it. I promise you, there's no, the version of you that's 6 inches is not worth
it. We have to remember what real life is.
No, but I have friends that are short have hot girlfriends.
That's what I'm saying. It's, I think, other people that are saying that you need this.
Yeah.
It's fake. It's like fake society.
And guess what they have? Hobbies. Guess what they do? They're good at talking. They're introspective.
Yes. I'm saying that this is a dream sold to you. That's a fake dream.
Yeah. Because it's like, all right, this is to them easier than going to therapy.
Yeah.
I would rather break my legs.
Can I tell you this?
What?
In some ways, it is easier for some men to literally break their legs than to go to therapy. In a lot of ways, that's like an easier thing than for them to look and blame themselves for things that they've done in the past.
This is a cop-out. So I'm saying then women do not date these people.
That's how hard therapy is for those guys. That they go, I got two options. I could do therapy. It's covered by my insurance. Or I could go down, destroy my entire body and disappear for years just to come back.
And look like a T-Rex.
A couple inches taller.
Yeah.
I think I'll do the latter. That they never move their head.
This is how I picture them walking. With just like long legs, not knowing how to move their like knees. And just like the head is to stabilize. That's why they're moving their head.
It's to balance. The altitude is so high.
Yeah, well, the balance. You have to balance.
Yeah.
6 inches. I wish I could stand on something 6 inches. You would be like, what are you? This looks crazy.
I mean, because it's hot as yourself. It's hot to be yourself rather than, like, fight who you are. It's hot to be who you are. So that's why people enjoy, like, personality, why people enjoy when someone's confident, why people enjoy, like, an accent that someone has because it's like, oh, that's them, and they're confident in who they are.
Yeah. I've been having a little bit of a identity crisis.
What is it?
I don't think there's any – I don't think a New Jersey accent exists.
It doesn't. It's – people ripping off of New York.
Well, in the North,
and then the
it's
South
a New Jersey
Philly.
Accent, and the New York accent, yes. And then in the South, it's a Philly accent.
Yep.
I think the boroughs have some variations of their own accents, but I've been, because people have been telling me, you have an accent, which is also like, I never grew up thinking I have an accent. I never grew up thinking my family had an accent. I thought my dad had an accent, but I never thought my siblings had an accent. My friends I went to high school with have an accent. Now I walk around and I talk to my friends and I'm like, oh, we all have accents, but they're not Jersey. What is a Jersey accent?
There's no such
thing. I don't think there is a such thing as a Jersey accent. It doesn't exist.
Let's be honest. Jersey is the middle child to New York and Philly.
Yeah.
It's Jersey. It's like which brother do you want to steal their personality of more?
Yeah. So I have a New York accent.
Yes.
This is an identity crisis that I feel like I've been having. So does that make me a New Yorker? How can I not?
No, it doesn't.
How can I not? How can I not have any claim to New York at all if I talk like I'm from New York? I have a New York accent.
So do you consider Digimon Pokemon?
No.
Exactly. That's New Jersey to New York. New Jersey
is the... But we have the same. I have the same accent. I think Long Island has a different accent.
Digimon was a place that ripped off... Some people from Pokemon got fired. They left Pokemon and they went to Digimon.
No, I disagree. I think Pokemon... The analogy would be there's Pokemon in New York and there's Pokemon in New Jersey. But I'm still a Pokemon.
No, you're not.
I just am in New Jersey.
But that's the whole point of Pokemon.
So what is a New Jersey accent? It's a watered-down New York accent?
Yeah.
People like to go Joy-Z. Nobody I've ever heard has said the word Joy-Z.
You know who does?
Who?
People that are doing a New York accent in Broadway musicals say Joy-Z.
They do?
Yeah, like
Jersey. Jersey.
Like Guys and Dolls or like
Joy-Z.
Jersey Boys would say that.
Jersey like, Boys?
Yeah.
Jersey Boys. Jersey Boys. I don't think anyone's Jersey. Going Joy-Z.
Yeah.
I think Long Island has an accent. It's a little bit of a whinier New York accent. Mike's cousins and my mom have a Long Island accent.
Yeah.
Which is just like a little bit longer on the syllables. Coffee. I don't know. Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
But I had never viewed myself as having an accent. And I'm like, what accent do I have? A Jersey accent? That doesn't exist. I have a New York accent.
Yes.
And I'm from this area.
Yes.
And I'm not allowed to say that I have any claim to New York. What I have to do to have more claim to New York? Is it done?
Who cares? I'm over people. I think people that claim New York are some of the most annoying gatekeeping people in the world.
Okay.
I,
yeah, that's true. What's nice about it is everybody's could come here.
I think
here.
What makes New York beautiful is the best people from all over the world come here. To try to make this the greatest place in the world. I think people that are born here, and this is from someone that's born here, are so entitled that we deserve better just from circumstances that are out of our control because we were born in Maimonides Hospital.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with who we are as a person.
I feel lucky, too, because I feel like I grew up, 40 minutes outside the city, and it's strange to see how many people move from all over the world, give up things, and are like, I want to go to New York and make my dream work.
People complain that...
And it's hard. It's hard as hell to move here with no resources and no family and no cousins and parents or whatever and just come here and know no one and have to survive and fucking pay money and it's so expensive.
Yeah.
And find a job and support yourself. You don't come for money. You just move here. It is hard as hell. And I give a lot of people... Those people deserve credit and if they stay and invest in the community, that's what New York is about.
It's investing in the community.
Yeah, come and invest in the community, and you will be a New Yorker.
Nice.
I think, maybe. I don't know. But it was interesting to be like, I have no Jersey accent. What is Jersey accent? I have a New York accent.
I agree.
And I'm from Jersey.
Yeah. I think that people at the end of the day could call it Northeast. But it's so different than Philly. It's so different than Philly and Boston. Yeah.
I don't like the Philly accent. Philly people talk totally different.
I know. And Boston people do, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes people ask if I'm from Boston.
I don't see that at all.
No, I wore my Yankee hat this week on purpose this weekend to Boston.
To let people know?
Yeah, I didn't want to. I mean, they know up there.
Yeah.
Barely any racists I saw up there.
That's nice.
Yeah.
How was Boston?
It was good.
Cold?
It was cold. It snowed. We were like right outside of Boston, so it was a very cute little town that we were in.
Oh, you didn't even go in the city?
No.
Nice. Why would you?
Yeah, why would I? You know, I went to the weed store, and I was so happy.
Nice.
The guy that was there was telling me about how much he loves his life selling weed.
That's beautiful.
It was honestly like he was just so happy selling weed and I was so happy buying weed because I wanted a specific type of weed, this fast acting weed. And I did a show, I went out, my cousins came, we went out to the place right next door to sit and talk for a little bit. And the waitress came up because I asked him, I go, do you know any place where I could get like this fast acting edibles? And the waitress, all my cousins are like, no. And the waitress goes, "Well, I know a place."
She's from the South?
Yeah, she was from the South or something. And she goes, she goes, "I know exactly where you need to go." And then she gave me the place.
Yeah, yeah.
It was incredible. I've never been more charmed by a waiter before.
I love that. I it's nice that legalized weed has given people careers that they love and are happy.
The guy was so
happy. There's so many people that love weed, and they're able to have a career and make a living doing something they love.
And him and I are chatting about weed, where we think the future of it's going.
I love that.
And for me, I'm a person that, like, when I'm eating edibles, life is good for me.
Yes.
Because it doesn't – I'm a guy that likes to hide from his feelings. What does that for me? Food, jerking off, drinking. What doesn't do that for me? Weed. Weed makes me feel
you connect
more.
With your feelings.
Yeah, I connect with my feelings more.
That's good.
So – that's why my therapist always was like, "When you're not smoking, I don't really smoke, but when you're getting high, I'm not worried about you."
Oh, that's good.
Because
you're not afraid of your feelings.
Yeah, that means I'm able to face what's happening.
Yeah.
If I'm drinking or smoking or, like, you know, like being avoidant and disappearing, that's when things are bad.
Yes.
So in my head, weed has always been the healthiest, like, relationship I have to a substance.
That's good.
Which is so funny because it was the substance my parents hated the most I was a part of.
Yeah, I was thinking today, I have done no other drugs since I started smoking weed.
That's incredible.
And I've tried other drugs before I started smoking weed. It's like almost the opposite of a gateway drug.
I saw that you brought your DARE book.
Oh, yeah, I did.
That we found on when we did the tour of your house to look at some of the stuff in your house. I was like, this is what I want to bring you to bring back to look at your DARE book.
Yes.
And you brought that, and I want.
Yeah, because I'm trying to smoke less because I have anxiety.
Yeah.
And I just have anxiety that I'm ruining my throat.
Great. So we need to get you on edibles. Lungs, not I tried to catch you before I went to the edible store.
I know. I wish I had picked up.
I mean, I'll give you some edibles.
Yeah, the fast acting is nice. Last night I took an edible. It took 2 hours.
But
to kick
you
in.
Take so much more milligrams than I do.
Yeah. But that's what I'm trying to stop for a little bit so that I can just get on a nice edible schedule.
Yeah, I'm on a very nice edible schedule. But I told you bring the DARE book because I want to look into
the minds
of
fifth grade me.
How we wanted to be better as young boys during this first week of January, during this time that we were like, let's be better, let's be sober, let's be good. I want to get in your minds on the Patreon for that, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, we'll do that on the Patreon. I have it. I brought my stuff.
Beautiful.
This week. I've been going through really connecting with my old self.
That's nice. I think that's a wonderful thing.
If you also want to hear, we talked more about New Year's Eve, the holidays, some more other things on the Patreon last week. I thought it was fun. And yeah, please support the Patreon. The Patreon's been great for us. And the more people that sign up, the more it helps us and the more that we're able to do the show. So if you like the show, that's a really easy way to support us.
Amazing. That's beautiful. Yeah, we still have the beanies for sale if you want to.
Yes, it's cold.
Do that. Buy a beanie.
I wear the beanie everywhere. I don't care if I look stupid. Rocking my own brand.
Yeah, I wear it too sometimes.
Every single place I go, I'm wearing this beanie.
Yeah, I
why not?
Yeah, fuck it, man. Who cares? I mean,
I'm wearing the beanie. Loud about nothing, baby. People ask me about it. They like the name. I got a podcast. It is what it is.
Beautiful.
I'm growing it.
All right. Well, thank you all the people for supporting the podcast out there. Keep listening. I hope you have a beautiful week. And please stay strong during this hard, hard month of January.
Yeah, if you don't want to do dry January, fuck it.
All right, Robbie. Hit the music.